Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Now 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning, 33 degrees. A crash in eastern Tennessee kills a school bus driver and a young passenger.
The Tennessee Highway Patrol says the driver of a utility service truck lost control on a state highway in Meigs County yesterday afternoon.
The vehicle then slid into the oncoming lane of the school bus. The bus driver had no opportunity to stop to avoid the crash.
Lieutenant Bill Miller says the bus driver was killed on impact. A 7-year-old girl also died. Several other students had to be airlifted to area hospitals. The driver of the utility truck suffered only minor injuries. The Tennessee Department of Mental Health providing counselors today for students, parents, and school staff. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is making a new push for a statewide mask mandate.
She met with legislative leaders late Tuesday afternoon in Topeka. She tells KSN News it's in the state's best interest to make an effort to educate people about face masks.
We are experiencing a huge number of outbreaks, more so in our rural communities now than before. We have got to do something.
Kelly says she's hopeful they can avoid calling a special legislative session on the issue. 90 of the state's 105 counties opted out of her first mask mandate. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita plans to raise water and sewer rates next year.
Public Works officials will return to the council on November 17th to present their recommended rate increases for next year, expected to be around 5%. For a residential customer that uses around 7,500 gallons of water a month, they would see a $3.66 increase in their bill. The council also heard a report on diversity, inclusion, and civil rights. The project could lead to forming a board within the city. Finally, during the 4th of July holiday, the city wrote 75 citations for fireworks violations, each costing $250 plus court costs. Wichita Fire Chief Tammy Snow says complaints are down since 2018 when the new ordinance and added enforcement went into effect. Roddy Price, KNSS News.
A Kansas man will face a capital murder charge in the death of his two sons, whose bodies were found in their Leavenworth home Saturday. 40-year-old Donnie Ray Jackson Jr., also charged Tuesday with two alternative counts of first-degree murder. Investigators allege Jackson killed 14-year-old Logan Jackson and 12-year-old Austin Jackson and then took their younger sisters from the home. He was stopped and arrested Saturday night in Oklahoma, and the girls were found safe. Jackson remains in Oklahoma awaiting extradition proceedings. Local leaders wondering what's going to happen after the election.
City leaders preparing for the possible aftermath of November 3rd. In the nation's capital, some businesses boarding up storefronts on Monday. Some others remain covered from protests throughout the summer. In California, the Beverly Hills Police Department urging retailers on Rodeo Drive to protect their windows before election night. Out of precaution, the luxury row will close to cars and pedestrians on Tuesday and Wednesday. In Portland, the mayor working with businesses to plan ahead, tweeting, "The city of Portland is preparing to protect voting and public safety on and around Election Day." The Texas Guard sending troops to Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio. New York City deploying extra security to 88 early voting centers.
Fox's Alex Hogan reporting. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This wintry weather pattern just hangs on with more freezing drizzle leading to slick spots on the road in south-central Kansas. We will see a transition to rain as temperatures climb in the low 40s this afternoon. Occasional rain, heavy at times tonight, even a few thunderstorms. Breezy with a low 37, rain early Thursday and 49. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, north wind at only 6 miles per hour and 33 degrees. 8:35, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur, Jad Chambers is blurring today. Jad?
That's right. And, wow, it's interesting. A TV host is joking now about a break-in at his studio. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin with more.
Conan O'Brien is making light of what he calls a new low, revealing his set was burglarized.
Jason, you've been with me for like 27 years. You got to admit this is a new low.
Speaking to a producer, the TV host has been filming his late-night show inside Los Angeles's Largo Theater in an effort to help local businesses.
What's our security? Our security is a bunch of photographs. Cardboard photographs of fans from across the country.
The burglar is making off with a few laptops and a film slate. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Kind of sad, huh? Burglarizing a television studio there.
Come on now.
Exactly. Ted, you remember the 90s show Saved by the Bell, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah, the 90s teen television show. Well, a new Saved by the Bell series trailer is dropping.
Nope.
Here's Fox's Michelle Polino with more.
The old gang of Bayside High is back together again. This time, they are the adults in the room with kids.
You look amazing. Your hair's fire.
The new trailer for Peacock's Saved by the Bell gives a first look at Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tiffany Thiessen reprising their roles of Zach Morris and Kelly Kapowski, Mario Lopez as A.C. Slater, and Elizabeth Berkeley as Jesse Spano. The new storyline features Zach as governor, who closes a number of underfunded high schools, leaving its students to be absorbed into the larger ones in more affluent areas. So its focus is one of inclusion. Saved by the Bell premieres on the Peacock Network November 25th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Huh. New Saved by the Bell.
There was one big word missing from that report.
What was it?
Screech.
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 Yeah.
Where's Dustin Diamond?
Why
isn't he Lieutenant Governor?
Well, I don't know.
If you've got Governor Zach, you might as well have Lieutenant Governor Screech.
Maybe. Or maybe they just don't want Dustin Johnson involved. We'll find out, I suppose. Anyway, another option soon be available for cable cord cutters. Here's details from Fox's Hillary Barsky.
T-Mobile is launching its own streaming service, offering yet another alternative to cable TV subscriptions. Its three new TV streaming packages will be available on November the 1st with different tiers of service as it looks to take on YouTube TV, Sling TV, and Hulu Plus Live TV. The TV Vision Live service will start at $40 a month and include more than 30 channels and include a TV Vision Live TV Plus option with more channels, including regional sports for $50 a month and TV Vision Live Zone with even more channels, including pro sports networks, for $60 a month. Its cheapest package is TV Vision Vibe that includes 30 channels of comedy, lifestyle, and drama programming for $10 a month. Exactly what you can get will depend on where you live. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm just going to go ahead and say right now, this is going to go the way of Quibi. It's dead.
Yeah.
That's dead in the water.
Good luck with that. Good luck to them.
Yeah. Not with, you know, we heard a little bit before when we were talking about Saved by the Bell, the Peacock Network going streaming. That doesn't necessarily cost you anything. You can sign up for that, and if you don't mind watching some commercials, that's free.
Right,
so.
Right.
I don't know how well this T-Mobile thing's going to go. Well, we got some birthdays in entertainment today. Brad Paisley turning 48 years old.
It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there.
Of course, singer-songwriter Brad Paisley sold over 12 million albums since his 1999 debut. And, of course, he's the star of all of those commercials on television now with Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, yeah.
Yeah, so that's how you probably...
Those ads are cute.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Paisley's like the straight man to Peyton in those ads.
Yeah, he is. Peyton's got a kind of an odd character going in those ads. Today is Julia Roberts' 53rd birthday.
Yeah, she's my age.
Mm-hmm. She established herself as a leading lady in Hollywood after headlining the romantic comedy film Pretty Woman in 1990. She's got 3 Golden Globe Awards out of 8 nominations, nominated for 4 Academy Awards for acting. She's won 1 Academy Award for Best Actress. That'd be Erin Brockovich.
Erin Brockovich.
Yeah, 2000. So happy birthday to... happy birthday to Julia Roberts, 53 years old today.
We're the same age. We're not in the same tax bracket.
No, I imagine you're not in that same tax bracket there. We've also got another big birthday today. We've got a birthday for actor and comedian and talk show co-host Andy Richter, 54 years old today. Andy Richter is, of course, the long-term sidekick of Conan O'Brien on both The Tonight Show and later on Conan on TBS. Here's little Andy Richter.
Hey, Siri.
I'm listening.
What's the capital of Guatemala?
One moment. Alexa, what is the capital of Guatemala?
Guatemala City is the capital of Guatemala.
Andy, Guatemala City is the capital of Guatemala.
Ah, thank you, Siri.
You're welcome.
Actually, Andy, I'm the one who...
I said thank you, Siri.
You're welcome.
Andy Richter, happy birthday. Of course, he's a very intelligent person. He very famously defeated Wolf Blitzer on Celebrity Jeopardy by a score of $39,000 to negative $4,600.
Yeah, he destroyed the other two on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
No, he was ringing in with every answer and just yeah. That was pretty funny.
It really, really
I think Andy's
was.
A clever guy. I've always enjoyed him.
Yep, I do too. Good stuff there. Some primetime game shows yesterday, The Price is Right at night. Here's host Drew Carey talking about the safety precautions.
You notice I'm not wearing a mask, but I was wearing a mask right backstage, and so was everybody else, so was George. All the camera people, everybody that's on stage is wearing a mask and a shield. We're all going to stay 6 feet apart.
Yep, so Price is Right, they've got the safety precautions going.
I just hope someone sanitized the Plinko board.
I do too. And, of course, we've also got Let's Make a Deal Prime Time ongoing. Host Wayne Brady getting Christina and her husband Jesse to give up a prize package that had plenty of Apple products and a racing experience.
What do you guys think? What do you think? What do you think? Craig, number one, should we take it? All right, ready?
All right.
One, two, three. Craig, number one.
All right. They gave up the racing experience and they gave up the Apple products. Tiffany, what's behind curtain number one?
It's a giant baby buggy. I'm sorry, y'all. You got zonked.
Oh, no.
They got zonked.
Well, the perils of Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
But, of course, Steve was glued to The Bachelorette.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if you'll remember last week, Claire orchestrated a game of strip dodgeball.
Strip dodgeball, yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, last night, we all found out that Yosef did not appreciate it. He hit Claire with some savage criticism.
Oh, no.
Not in a million years would I be caught dead doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like, if my daughter saw me doing that, if my family saw me doing that,
mm-hmm.
like, think of the thought they would have. Think of the example that would be setting.
That's why you were not on that date.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm seriously glad I wasn't. I was so appalled. A completely classless display.
Mm-hmm.
I expected a lot more from the oldest bachelorette that's ever been.
Mm. This may surprise you, gentlemen, but I have never been asked to play naked dodgeball.
It's just another Saturday at my house.
Yeah. Well, it will surprise no one that Yosef is no longer in contention on The Bachelorette. He is gone. But at least he gets to keep his dignity.
Yes.
Hmm.
Hallelujah.
The bar every weekday.
After going on a show in which 20 men date one woman at the same time.
Yeah.
But his dignity's intact. That's good.
The Blur every weekday is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. You can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
On another level, a new business for Coke. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.